Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Abshire.
Nate Abshire.
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
What up, Doug? Great to be here. I feel at home in Dumb People Town.
You really? You are. I think you don't give yourself enough credit. You're smart. You're a smart dummy.
Yeah, but I'm from Dumb People Country.
You Where? Are. You Where? Come from Dumb Stock. Louisiana?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, Louisiana. Yeah.
Where in Louisiana?
Southwest Louisiana, like southwest of Abbeville.
Okay.
Of Wait, Lafayette.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're just in L.A. We should explain to the people how we know you. You're a great comic from Minneapolis who we've worked with, we've gotten to work with for many years. And whenever
gone on the road with us.
Whenever we have a chance to take you with us, we do, and it works out as our feature because you set the table so beautifully. Your stand-up is amazing. People should check out your stand-up. Mm-hmm. Go to website.
NateAbshire.com. There's no in it. It's just www.
NateAbshire.com. And then
the is silent.
Yes.
And not present.
And not even there. Not even there. But we love you as a comic, and you're out here in LA just for a few days to drive somebody's car back.
Yes,
to Minneapolis.
I was gonna drive in, and then I have a buddy who had a car sitting here for 11 months. Mm-hmm. And he wants it back in Minnesota, so he bought my ticket, and the deal is I get the car running, and I go to it.
That's a great bit.
It's a great bit. We'll wait.
I go to the car, and I pop the hood, and there is a literal animal nest on the engine block.
That's squatting, good, right? That's animal squatting.
Wait, is that a good thing? Did you text your friend, thank you for these new 5 minutes?
And at first, I thought it was a bird, and I was like, oh, how cute, a bird nest. Sure. That's kind of weird that they went in there.
Right.
Rats.
Rat nest. A literal rat nest.
Great band.
Rats.
What?
And you're like, I didn't realize rats made such a nice, tidy home.
They didn't actually.
Where was the car? Like on a city street?
No, it was in a driveway in Calabasas.
Right. Perfect.
It was at the Kardashian's house.
Yeah, exactly. So many 2020s start out in a driveway in Calabasas.
Did you luminol the seats?
No, 30-30s. 30 for 30s out there, all 2020.
Or first 48.
I think a murder happened in the vehicle, but it was rats.
Okay, rats.
That rat? Rats killed him. More answers.
Did you literally find out that it wasn't birds and out loud say rats?
I said squirrels in my head, and then so. Later, I had to take it to a shop because I couldn't get over 3,000 RPMs. Mm-hmm. And I took it to the shop, and something chewed through the crankshaft
sensor. Of course!
And that's why it's not doing it. And I was like, yeah, when I brought it in, I was like, I think it was squirrels that made a nest. And he's like, squirrels don't make nests and cars do. Yeah.
I love
was like,
that.
Oh no.
I love a nature found mechanic.
Okay. And I love, by the way, mechanics on the whole can big time anyone. They make you feel dumb whenever they can. Yeah. Oh, you didn't know it was the valve cover gasket? Of course I didn't know it was the fucking valve cover gasket. You're the guy who's got to help me out.
You didn't know we need more dinner rolls?
Oh, right.
Every area of
to me. Every mechanics conversation with me is like my conversation with my wife when she says, I mean, do you get the emails? Yeah, I fucking get the emails. But here's the thing, and this is what I think is the bit, is that rats are squirrels with bad marketing. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Squirrels have
it's a tail. It's a tail issue, and that's it. Because essentially, it is a tale as old as time. It's a tale of the tape.
Should we get into a dumb tale?
Let's do a dumb story. We're in Dumb People Town.
I feel like squirrels are just rats wearing a tracksuit.
Yes.
Essentially.
Right. They look better.
Yep. I have one question, though.
Yeah.
Can I guess the type of car?
Mm-hmm. You're going to nail it.
Is it a Sebring?
No. No, that was...
I picture a Chrysler Sebring.
Sebring is old new money.
A 2001 convertible Sebring.
I'll give you a second guess. I'm going to tell you it's a stand-up comics car.
Okay. Oh,
A Volvo.
A Geo Prism.
It's a Honda Accord.
Yeah.
Of course.
You gotta have that Uber option.
Of course. Right. Of course. Right. All right, Dan, let's get into a story.
Okay.
We got
Today's a special day.
Yes.
Because for the first time ever, I have made a decision that I consulted with no one about. I have two extremely short stories.
Let's do it!
All right.
Because sometimes we get great stories that are too small for even a mini.
Right.
So I said, why don't I do two in one?
So brilliant.
Is that okay with you? Are you willing, Nate? I understand if you want to leave. Are you willing to be our first?
We'll see how the first
double mini.
He's not going to make a decision yet
until the first one's over.
Suspect in drive offs finally caught.
Great.
Do you know what a drive off is, or would you like to
drive that gas?
Would anybody have a guess?
Gasoline.
It is gasoline.
Yeah, there's a guy.
Look at him.
There's a guy who's driven off before.
That's a leadoff batter.
It happened once.
It happened to you?
Well, I got gas in North Dakota, and in my head, like any time that I've gotten the gas, I've paid for the gas because that's how it works literally everywhere.
Yep, that's life.
And then 20 miles down the road, we were like, did we pay for that gas?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went back, and she was like hanging up with the cops. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Here's the money.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yes. Yep.
You know, there was a time in this, in the history of pop culture, where the two words I'm about to read would mean nothing to any of us.
Now it means,
now they mean a lot.
Now we know exactly.
Ready?
What it, yeah.
Manitowoc, Wisconsin.
Oh, oh no!
I know. I know.
My son.
There's no going back. It's.
Are they blaming Stephen Avery for the drive-offs?
They are.
That is so unfair. He was in prison.
Still, it looks like he did. He admitted to it.
Drop the key in the trailer.
Police arrested a man for his gas drive-offs from a local gas chain.
Yep.
Carl Kinyon, K-I-N-Y-O-N.
Is he? Am I the price?
Carl Kinyon.
I want Ken Kratz to defend this guy so badly.
You do?
I do.
Your Honor.
Was he stealing gas multiple times from the same station?
Probably. Or the same chain, two different stations.
It had to be a quick trip.
Yeah.
Carl Kinyon was arrested after an incident Monday at a convenience store on South 10th Street, according to the police report. Kinyon told police he has a, quote, layaway system.
He has an excuse.
He has a layaway system.
I got a system.
This guy goes to Vegas.
This is how layaways work.
Yeah.
You have to put money down, right?
A little bit. Just something. You don't pay for the whole TV. Right. You pay for a third of
it. What you have is a tab.
Yeah. Right.
That's not a layaway
system. By the way, you can't put gas on your tab.
No, you cannot. Have any of you, or do you remember the last thing you bought on layaway? Have you ever bought anything on layaway?
No.
I think I bought something. I think I bought a sweater for my mom at Spurgeon's. In Rochelle on layaway when I was like 8.
How many payments did you make?
I think 10. I just had
and they charge
allowance.
You more, right? They charge you more for it.
I don't think so, do they?
They don't.
Is there an interest?
Dan, that's the sweetest thing I've ever heard. A sweater for your mom on layaway?
At Spurgeon's. I think so.
And you had an allowance, so essentially your
mom paid for
the
sweater.
What?
If Spurgeon's happened in 2019, there would be an article about you.
Yeah, exactly. There'd be a blog about you.
Right.
There'd be a podcast about you.
There'd be a video.
Spurgeon's boy.
It would be a video that would come up at the end of another article about a kid seeing his mom
surprisingly back from a tour of duty, Vietnam.
And there it says, Vietnam. Watch this mom's crazy reaction when son puts sweater on layaway. Right.
And then under that would be a link that says, you won't believe what the baby from Dinosaurs looks like now.
Yeah. And then a link is like, watch what happens when this squirrel builds a nest inside this car.
Yeah. Here's something fun. Kinyon told police he has a, quote, layaway system with Quick Trip.
He's a road comic.
And was in a hurry on Monday but he always pays for the gas eventually, in quotes. And you know that's his everything. Right. I'm eventually going to do
back.
This. Eventually.
Yeah. Bro. I was going to get around to it. Like, you can't treat companies like your friends.
No.
You can't be like, I was going to get it.
Right.
I had the GoFundMe started on Facebook to pay for this
gas.
Tell me
I don't.
You know me, Quick Trip.
Right.
Tell Me I Don't is the, that is, mm-hmm. so he's going to try to get you to argue a point that you won't win,
right.
even though the GoFundMe has $0
exactly.
in it and will never have more than $0.
Never have any more.
So he'll win that one. He'll be like, see?
Right.
See?
Tell me
there isn't a GoFundMe. Tell me there's no Facebook.
It's funny.
There is Facebook. Well, then I'm right.
Recently on my tour, I got done with the show and a fan came up to me and he was a really, really nice guy. And he gave me a gift card to Quick Trip.
Dude, that is a great
with a Q, so because it's south. And I looked at him and I go, you know me.
Yeah.
That's all I said to him.
You
understand
you,
me.
You know me, Dan, will you own me. Here's my question, Dan. Will you go in there and get something you would normally never get?
No.
What are you going to get? Chocolate licorice?
A salad?
Salad?
Quick Trip salad bar is unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I feel like if someone gave
fresh shrimp, the fresh shrimp at a Quick Trip is
have you ever tried Quick Trip sushi?
Unreal.
My God.
Wow. You know what's really good at Quick Trip, but they're almost never bad anywhere, is they're like $3 for $1 hot dogs. Are very good at Quick Trip.
I'm there for the string cheese.
I know, yeah. And they have those, they do this at Buc-ee's in Texas too. They have those weird like meat and fruit cups. And you're like, don't put that all in one cup together.
If you said to me, here's your Quick Trip card, now go buy all the chocolate and sour apple licorice that you can get your hands on, I'd be like, I'll see you bitches
later. That'd
be
your jam?
I'd be like,
I didn't know you were a sour apple
original
licorice
Original recipe, Gardetto's.
Really? But you guys love corn nuts. When are you going to get to those?
Corn nuts, dude. My kids like corn nuts now.
If someone gave me a gas card after a show, that would probably be the most emotional moment of
you
my
could,
career.
Like, right? No one's ever done this to me before. Would you start crying?
Yeah. I mean, like, this is so beautiful right now.
You know me. You really know me, Dan. That's what you said.
You see me as who I am and not who I present to the world.
Right.
You see me, you know me.
You have helped me today. He says he always pays for the gas eventually. Here, I'm going to ask you guys. How many times do you think he has done a drive-off to Quick Trip? It's the same location.
Same location.
And you were right about that, too.
Nate, you're our guest. You can either go first, Tig, which
also,
is
Also, Nate, you're on
Jay.
Fire right now.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to
Quick Trip, same location.
Drive-off, you do it a drive-off.
Can I do an over-under?
No,
you got to hit the number.
And we're all going to say,
you can go
I'm
first,
go
Tig, or third.
17.
Okay, 17. 17.
Jay?
Jason?
Eight. I think he's done it 12 times.
Yep. The amount of times that Carl Kenyon, double K if you're nasty, has instituted his own personal layaway system with the Quick Trip.
I got a layaway system.
Is 23.
Whoa! Abshire.
I thought I was way high.
Oh,
yeah.
I
really
thought
high,
you were
way
high.
He owes
how
Quick
much is
Trip.
He owe? Well, let's can we guess how much he owes?
Well, I was going to tell you, he owes for 14 of the 23 drive-offs.
So let's now guess.
How much do you think
he owes
Quick
this
Trip?
This is so fun.
Well, he for sure drives a truck.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking, I'd say $750.
$750, Jay, Jason?
$900.
$900.
I think he owes $1,050.
Okay. Quick Trip estimates. That's the thing, too.
they
don't even know. No. Guys, the number is on the pot.
I know.
Every time he
Aren't
leaves.
Aren't there like receipts?
All you have to do is write it down.
That's right. You know I worked at a gas station. So did I.
I know you both did.
We both did.
You weren't allowed to work together.
Because if someone saw gas. If I saw Jay stealing gas, I wouldn't report it because they believe that
blood is thicker than gas. And if my memory serves me correct, it was Jason who ruined that person's car. With oil?
That was Randy.
No, it was me.
I took out his dipstick. Well, that's a different story. I pulled out his dipstick and
It was worse.
I gently removed his dipstick from its hole.
Somebody needs to start a Twitter account called Dumb People Town Out of Context.
And all of it is just clips.
I
gently removed his dipstick.
Because the amount of things we have to, either us telling a story or something we're
what
talking about.
What can I say? I took out the dipstick. So it was the hole where the dipstick is also the place in a Porsche where you pour the oil in.
Right.
So there's a larger hole, and then there's a tiny hole inside of it where you slide the dipstick
in. It's
a hole
in a hole, man.
I didn't realize that. I thought the whole thing was part of it. So I pulled it out of the small one, checked it, cleaned
it
off,
back in.
Poured some oil in, and then just dropped it all the way back in. So then Darren, our manager, district manager.
The names are never wrong.
Darren
drove a maroon Ford Taurus
station wagon with no kids.
No family. Right,
that should always give be a sign for you. Thin, I mean, mustache, like thin.
Feathered hair.
Feathered hair mustache. Darren Cam was like so fucking mad. He had to go in the back where the uniforms were, undo a
hanger,
coat hanger for the uniform, wire hanger, and
take that baby out.
For like.
With a hanger.
An hour and try and get it out. He finally, can you imagine you go to get gas, you go to get your oil checked, and you are at a gas station on a Saturday for an hour.
And you drive a Porsche, so you're a very patient person.
Yeah, 100%.
I was 100%. So happy. By the way, it was my last weekend working there.
It was hilarious.
It was going to be.
God, it was beautiful. Anyway, all right.
All right. The total amount, what did we say? 750,
800, 900,
1,000. Quick Trip estimates that Kenyon of the 14 owes for 14 of the 23 drive-offs for a total of
$803. Wow. I think I got him.
No,
got him.
You're at 900. You're 77 away. He's 53.
750, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
there. Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Abshire, wow, killing it.
Jesus. Here's the thing. I think you guys were going with L.A. gas prices.
Oh, man.
I was.
Police requested charges of retail theft and bail jumping due to previous retail theft cases. Damn, Carl Kenyon, you can't just take everything.
By the way, everything's on layaway.
With regards to the bail, he was going to pay it back.
He really has a system.
Right.
He does. Unfortunately, it's
becoming like a one-sided bartering system.
It's a system outside the system.
He has something to trade that no one wants.
Right. He's the guy in Vegas that's down $1,400. Like, I got a system.
Guys, right. Yeah.
It's no, going to turn around.
I bet no, the don't pass line.
You don't.
Bond was set. This is... Bond was set at $100 for Kenyon.
He will pay it.
He owes $800.
He will pay it.
During a court appearance Tuesday, formal charges have not been filed. I'm going to show you guys a picture of him, and we're going to play a quick round of Guess the Age. Then we're going to take a break, and we're going to do one more little mini story.
Let's
ready for this, gentlemen?
Yeah, right, let's see him.
Look at Carl Kenyon. Oh, that's Manitowoc's finest right there.
This
he's been in a fist fight with one of the Averys. You know? Look at him.
I feel like he probably owes one of them money.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
This guy has never...
It's a layaway system.
I'm going to say
this guy has never not cut his own hair.
This guy's done at least one open mic.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. And his,
I got
and his
stories.
Garage.
Anyway.
How old do you think he is?
Nate. You can go first, second, or third.
37.
37.
29.
Oh.
35.
Okay. You said 35.
37.
And 29. Okay.
He's got a little gray hair.
One of you is exactly right.
So now we get to play.
Who do you think is exactly right?
I can't. I don't think he's 20. I think Randy's right.
Okay.
You think he's 29?
No, I said 35.
35?
I think I'm right, too. Okay. I think Nate's right.
Okay.
37. Okay.
I don't believe in myself anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. I want to switch my vote now.
All right. Carl Kenyon. The 23 drive-off man with a layaway at the gas station Quick Trip, as well as some sort of
O's
bartering system with clothing stores.
And if you want to see his picture, go to our and join the Facebook page.
Yes. Yeah, more people have joined.
Or the Instagram. It's up and going.
What's the Instagram?
Dumb People Town.
Dumb People Town.
Join it. Join both.
O's $803.90 is... Get your answers in now, townies, and then we'll take a break. We're getting out of here on this because Carl Kenyon is... 37 years old.
Oh, no!
Nate, I can't help
you
it.
You ran the table. You literally ran the table.
I have preternatural sight.
That's why at least I know who to bet on.
Okay. The truth cannot be obfuscated from me. I apologize.
Nate Abshire is with us. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of this Friday. Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town.
Yeah.
Please follow Nate Abshire on Twitter and on Instagram. He is a great follow, Nate Abshire.
I'm super funny.
He is super funny. And come see him whenever he's performing with us or in Minneapolis. He's there a bunch and all around. Again, nateabshire.com. Check his dates. Go see him. You will not be upset or disappointed that you did that. All right. We have
what
another
about
story.
Us?
And us, we got other stuff. I don't know when this is dropping because we're out ahead of some stuff. The tickets are on sale already for the Bell House show, and I know some people have already bought those. So that's October 13th.
If we sell it out soon, early, like at least a month in advance, we'll do a second show.
Yeah, we'll add a second show, but I think we've sold like 25 tickets so far, which is awesome. I mean, truly phenomenal that like we're this far out and done it.
But we sold out that first show, so this one is probably going to sell out. If you want tickets.
But I'd love to sell it out way in advance so that we can add a second show. Agreed. Again, we love doing it in New York. That's a Sunday. I believe that's October 13th. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And, Sunday, October 13th. I'll be at Clusterfest at the end of June doing a live Pen Pals. You guys have a ton of dates. Yeah, people should go to SuperSclars.com.
SuperSclars.com, you can see all of our dates. We just added another date. We're performing in Tinley Park. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, heck yeah.
So the convention center in Tinley Park. We just got booked there on the...
September 27th.
September 27th. And then we have a show in, I think we're going to do, hopefully, in Ann Arbor the next night. Ann Arbor, that's on the 28th.
Is that during college football?
During college football. It's the Rutgers game, September 28th. But all that stuff will be on superscholars.com. Get your tickets and check our new Instagram out, by the way. We are starting to put like tons of clips of our stand up on Instagram.
If you listen to this show and you're not following us on Instagram, what's going on?
Please do it. Mm-hmm. We're at Sklar Brothers and together. Follow Dan
yeah,
too.
We're putting a lot of comedy up there and great clips from this show.
Yep. Agreed. Okay. Should we jump into the story?
Let's do it. Here we go.
Okay.
Sent in. Did I say the first one?
No, who sent that first one?
The first one was sent in by Larry Lutes, at Larry Lutes, L-U-T-E-S. Thanks, Larry. I appreciate it.
Love it.
Is that like a guy that sells Lutes?
Yeah, straight up.
Okay.
Yeah, Larry's Lutes.
Larry's
down to Larry's Lutes.
Larry, much like the next person his name to read, knows that all you have to do if you want to send me a story, do not DM me. Do not hit me up on Instagram. Go to Twitter and just go at Daniel Van Kirk, # Dumb People Town. I love people sending them in from everywhere, but it's the only way I can organize them to know who sent them in first. All right. Sent in by Sean at... Microphone down.
Nice.
I know. I kind of like that. I don't know.
I really
like
it. Microphone down.
Phoenix. A man recently released from jail stole a golf cart belonging to the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office and went for a joyride.
Yes, he did.
See, why does the Sheriff's Office get golf carts? They're meant to be stolen.
It's not the guy who got let go and was like, anybody want this? I'm free and I'm taking it.
I feel like that's entrapment. That they have a golf cart available to be stolen.
It's enticing.
Right.
And like, they don't need it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was this plate of cookies that are out
it's like
here?
If you
not
leave the door open
take?
At the mini golf place, don't blame me for trespassing.
Dude, I'm thinking of the undercover.
Don't blame me. If you leave the door open at the mini golf place, don't blame me for sticking my dick in the windmill.
Or in the colored balls.
Yeah.
The undercover brother slow speed golf cart chase.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
I just saw it again. Fantastic.
Magical. Phoenix police report that on February 14th, Valentine's Day.
No.
There's so many fun nuances. Golf carts and Valentine's Day.
Well, he had places to be. Now I'm on this guy's side.
Hey, Nate, what did you do on Valentine's Day?
Wouldn't that be a great Valentine's Day gift for any man or woman that you're the person who loves you is like, I rented you a golf cart for the day.
Okay,
Go. It's street legal. Just go have fun.
By the way, how fun would this be? You know, like on Christmas, everyone gets the Lexus and puts the giant bow on it. If you had in your driveway or your girlfriend,
a golf cart with a giant red bow on it. I'd be like, I love you forever.
I'm going to do it. We need one at the cabin. For years, we've needed one.
Go
for, like,
to the police station
down to the lake
steal
and
one.
Like
they've
steal
just got
one.
Them laying around, apparently.
Did you just say getting grandma down to the lake?
100%.
Yeah. Dan, you need a golf cart.
You need
there.
A golf cart up there.
I know.
You just need a big enough cover that it doesn't get stolen.
I know. Well, that's the other thing is we actually will need a new shed to be able to put it into. It's a whole ordeal.
Grandmas are expensive.
They are very expensive.
Once you have to accessorize your grandma, it's a lot.
Phoenix police report that on February 14th, Christopher David Whittle, CDW.
I miss Harris Whittles.
Me too.
Wasn't CDW some sort of like internet sales
CDW.
Thing that a whole bunch of people did in Chicago, like in the Midwest?
Anything that has a C and a D in it, I just think CBD oil.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, which
may have
been,
which may have come into play with this one.
Suddenly Nate just got calmer.
Yeah. We'll probably eventually do this story. I haven't gotten up to it yet, but you guys know that in Denver for 420. Hardee's did a CBD burger.
Oh my God.
It'll be covered on
we'll
future
cover
Dumb People
We'll
Town.
Cover
like
it.
Like a Hardee's burger doesn't put you on the couch on its
I
own.
I know.
It's like,
don't
that.
Bother me. I'm, what am I doing again?
What
are we doing here?
Phoenix police report that on February 14th, Christopher David Whittle was released from the 4th Avenue Jail in Phoenix. I'm going to show you this gentleman's photo because you deserve it. Ready? This I'm is ready. My Valentine's. Look at Christopher David Whittle.
Oh, God. Well, that is.
He loves the Allman Brothers.
Only he stole a golf cart?
I know, right?
He's like, I know all the words to Jessica by the Allman Brothers.
That is an instrumental song. Running.
That is an instrumental song. Jessica has nowhere. Oh, I know them all. I got them.
They're in there.
You got to listen closely.
I'm in a Little Feet cover band called Little Feet. Now, Little Toes.
Let me ask you guys this. And Little people Toe. People on the Dumb People Town Facebook page can help us figure it out as well. Was he walking left to right and stopped to look back for the photo, or does he have a
crooked
neck?
Where do I stand? Here's the thing.
Look at that. It's almost a pose, isn't it?
This is a guy who always looks like he's looking directly into the sun.
It looks like he just thought he saw Credence walking down the street.
Right. Is that?
It
he
looks
is
like
squinting.
Is that Fogarty?
He is squinting. He seems to me like the kind of person who hasn't slept for a year. By the way, he hasn't had a good night's sleep for a
year. We walked in and saw Nate's beard. I've not seen this beard on you. It's fantastic.
It's new.
It's big. It's beautiful. It's lush. It's a new look.
This
guy has not changed his goatee since 94. Yeah. Somebody.
He has a CB radio in his house.
He's got a CBD radio.
CBD radio. CBD radio has got to be a show, right?
Please, can we
CBD radio? I feel like
what's your handle?
To,
what are we doing?
I don't think you need to update your facial hair with the trends of the day,
no,
but you got to update with your chin. And his chin has clearly outgrown his facial hair.
That's right.
It's like, hey, when your kids outgrow their clothes, you buy them new ones.
Right.
Whittle. Okay, where was I? He was released from the 4th Avenue Jail in Phoenix.
Which, by the way, we know what happens. You know, this is Sheriff Joe.
Yeah.
He's
gone, right?
No, he's been pardoned.
He's been pardoned.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
But this is the town where, you know, you drunk drive and then you get a pink jumpsuit and
you have to go live in a tent city for a month. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what you get for stealing a golf cart from the police.
Well, after being released from jail.
Yeah.
He was released from jail in Phoenix. Whittle then reportedly contacted a maintenance worker saying he was cold and needed a ride in his golf cart. Mm-hmm. When the worker left the area, Whittle...
Always a good move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just leave this area leave you alone.
This crazy dude asked me if he could get a ride in this thing. I'm sure he's not going to do anything to you.
Oh, I got to leave the area for a little bit.
You watch the cart,
I'm
person
leave
we can't
the keys
trust.
In it.
In
just
it.
In
I
case.
Know.
What could...
Possibly
what did
go
the
wrong?
Worker... go to do like does anyone have like was he just like hey man
union
I gotta drop a
break,
duke
man.
Be good with the golf cart I'm trusting
you're cool,
you
right, man?
Right
you're cool
right we're good
right you're not gonna fuck me over here are you man
it's like checking Facebook
when the worker left the area Whittle allegedly took the golf cart and drove north from the jail.
Dan, I hope you're gonna ask how many miles did he get.
How many blocks? I don't know. I only have streets and time. It did not give me mileage.
How much time?
We can look at those two streets and
I
the
can
distance
ask you guys
between
that,
them.
If you'd like to guess.
How much time he had the golf cart to
how
himself?
How long did he make it?
No, we can figure it out. By the way, I've been doing this type of math with my eighth grader. So if we know how much time he was doing and we know how fast these things can go, we can at least approximate. So
right.
You just made math class super interesting.
That's if he's driving nonstop.
Okay.
Dude,
if a guy,
should be this.
If a guy singing Black Betty
on
steals
that.
A golf cart mm-hmm. from the Phoenix PD.
With the possession. He went in with 2 years ago.
A lot of rings.
Oh, yes.
A lot of
one
rings.
Ring on a chain around his neck because uh-huh. that was his daddy's.
Yeah. And his 311.
How many minutes do you think it took for the police to locate him? He's just out of jail and took a golf cart.
I'm gonna go first.
Yeah, mm-hmm. if you
I'm
want.
I'm gonna go 105 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Jay? 45 minutes.
Okay.
30 minutes.
Okay. It's not just the AG, but I will tell you one of you is exactly right.
What?
I'm going with Nate. He's
it
unbelievable.
No, I don't know.
I mean,
go with Nate.
I'm
going
I was
with Nate.
Just assuming incompetence.
No, dude, you are on
behalf.
Fire right now.
I'm going with Nate.
Okay.
Both of us
Nate,
are
Nate, where are you going?
We I'm going to say four. Who said 45?
I said 45.
All right, Jay.
Police located Whittle. This was how long his freedom lasted. Mm-hmm. Police located Whittle about 30 minutes later.
Randy.
No confidence.
Pushing the golf cart into a tire shop near 7th Street and Broadway Road. Guys, he got out at 4th Avenue, so I don't know how far away 7th Street and Broadway Road is. Whittle reportedly told police he drove the car on the streets until it wouldn't go anymore. Kind of like his life in Determination.
That is a metaphor.
He then pushed the cart to the tire shop, claiming he was going to get it fixed and return it. We have two people in these stories
today.
He's
got a system.
He's got a layaway system. Right. Got a system.
Whittle has been charged with vehicle theft. We will get out of here and end this mini on this. How old do you think Christopher David Whittle is? You've seen his photo.
You've seen his photo. You've
God,
seen
I
his
love
goatee.
This pose.
God,
he's that. Never had a haircut.
Dude, he is the full manifestation of like a modern day Kansas tour.
Honestly, I look at him and I feel like that's me 5 years of living in a van.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good van.
When the rock star becomes the roadie. Mm-hmm. Like this is that transition in between one. Mm-hmm. Well,
it's
I'm not playing anymore.
Chrysalis.
Yeah. Right.
When the rock star falls to earth.
You guys ever seen a butterfly turn into a worm?
It's a reverse
chrysalis. His cocoon was his apartment for 9 months.
Can I ask you a vulnerable question?
Yep.
You ever think I look like Jim Morrison?
Yeah.
I do too.
After he died.
Postmortem Morrison.
How old do you
Rigor
think he is?
Morrison? How old do you think he is?
36.
Jay, did you say Rigor Mortison?
I did.
Rigor
That's
Morrison.
Great. That's pretty good. It didn't get the credit it deserved.
No, it did not. I am going to say 43.
Okay. Randy?
I think he's 40 on the dot.
All right. One of you is 1 year off.
Oh my God!
Okay, here we go. Townies, so get your answers in now because the man who was literally free from jail for 30 minutes
then
after
stole
stealing
it.
A golf before stealing a golf cart.
Then,
and then pushing it into a tire shop with a plan to return it. What is his name? Christopher David Whittle is 35 years old.
Nate.
Right?
Again. Oh, my God.
Well done, sir.
Beautiful. Well, by the way, love the two stories.
Never lie to me.
Okay. Yeah. You'll know. You will absolutely
know. You know the truth.
His name is Nate Abshire. Go see him. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram. NateAbshire.com. Go check him out when he does stuff. And, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, calm your down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scorpions Avenue, a podcast network.